din basar v'chalach v'hech nikra bishul. Okay, so we're going to start off with the second half of the introduction of the Mechaber, Hech Nikra Bishul. Kosev b'Torah lo sevashel gedi b'chalei v'imo. Gimel pa'amim, echad le'iser bishul, echad le'iser achila, ve'echad le'iser hana'a. V'hotzi achila b'lashon bishul lomar, she'no asar b'Torah, ela derech bishul. So we have a concept over here of derech bishul. The question is, what is the shiur of bishul in terms of basar v'chalav? We know that in the world of Shabbos, so when you get to ma'achal ben drusoi, then we already have malkos, you're over the lav of losasu chamalacha, that we already have that which is considered to be a minimum bishul. So what about in terms of basar v'chalav? So in the hakdama of the Prima Gadim, he points out, shiur bishul lo nisbayer barambam. We don't find it black on white in the Rishonim. The Gemara, well, actually we do, but not in the Rambam. Ube Gemara amru be'eza bishul she'acherim ochlim. The Gemara in Chulin says that we're talking about acherim ochlim. So what does that mean? Bishul she'acherim ochlim also. So the Prima Gadim quotes the Pri Chadash that this is ma'achal ben drusai, that this is acherim ochlim also minimally. Ma'achal ben drusai, namely that we have an equation between the world of Bishul on Shabbos and the world of Bishul in Basar v'Chalav, and there's a ritva in Chulin, which was not in front of the Prima Gadim, Rabbi Rachman's, well, which Rabbi Rachman? Rabbi Rachman in YU, his father, Zechon Levracha, will put out the ritva on Chulin in installments, and so in that, now it's Moshe Rav Kook already republished it. So in that Ritva and Chulin, it says black and white that the shear of Bishul for Malkos in the world of Basar v'Chalav is the same as the shear that would give you Skila in the world of Shabbos. However, Rashi, Alatar, understands, what does it mean, Shacherim Ochlim Oso? Rashi says, Acherim are Nachrim. Klomar, Shinizbashel Kol Tzarko. Namely, that we have a break between Shabbos and Basar v'Chalav. And this break makes a lot of sense, because Shabbos, Bishul, is a din of malacha. It relates to the act. On Basar v'Chalav, we're concerned more with the totza'ah, with the result. So when you're dealing with the act, you can have one set of standards. We'll say that the action of Bishul brings something, k'machal ben drusai, that's a malachas machsheves. But in terms of Basar v'Chalav, yitachein, that you require she'acherim ochlim oso, that it be mevushal kol tzarko. The Prima Gadim adds that this whole issue of the shear is only the shear in terms of malchus. There would be an isur much before then. The Prima Gadim is bedaik in the language, since Reb Avram over here mentioned Siman Tzadi Beis. So Siman Tzadi Beis begins with the words kizayis basar shenofal letoch yoreh shechalav roseach. That already, when you have that nefila of basar into chalav roteach, we already have an iser of bishul. Then already it's aser ba'achila, it's aser ba'hana, simply the falling in. We point at the Chamadi Daniel says you can pull it right out. But if you don't pull it right out, you count to five, then already, even though it's not ma'achal ben drusai after 5 seconds, it's not certainly bushel kol tzarko, but already you're going to have an iser. But what we're talking about is, when do we have the full-fledged bishul? That would be Machayev Malkos. So we have a Pri Chadosh who compares Basar v'Chalav to Shabbos, and Rashi distinguishes. Yitachein, yes?
What will accomplish you getting the Isser of being Mevashel Basar v'Chalav? Is it also going to require that Machal Ben Drusai less or more than
no,
that?
No, it's saying that the Isser is going to be Usser even if it's not yet Machal Ben Drusai, that there's going to be
Echila or Bishal.
There's going to be an is, in other words, that if you put it on purpose, that's an iser bishul. If it fell in, like the language, so then it's now aser b'achila, it's aser b'hana.
So then what? So why does the Pri Chadosh require it to be Rashi to be to beam of
to get malkos? If, in other words, with hasra malkos, etc. That's, in other words, according to Pri Chadosh, is ma'achal ben drusai. According to the to Rashi, so it's mevushal kol tzarko. Yes?
Is this a concept of chatzi shir and
That's a question. I didn't want to use the phrase chatzi shir because that's a question as to whether chatzi shir applies only to quantity or also to quality. That's a good question. So let's not use the phrase chatzi shir. Let's simply say that we have an iser of bishul the moment that we have the contact with the medium of heat. We have the iser of bishul. Again, according to Kamude Daniel, give a few seconds. But the Malkos, that's where we have nafkamina. Yitachin, that we also have a nafkamina between the world of Shabbos and the world of Basar v'Chalav in terms of the world of Bishul, Achar Bishul. That in terms of Shabbos, Molechas Machsheves Asra Torah, if something's already cooked, then there's no longer going to be Isur of cooking. But in terms of Basar v'Chalav, if you look over here at the Gilyon HaMaharsha, Echad le'isur bishul, he points out, basar shenisbashel l'chudei, v'chein chalav mevushal, if you have pasteurized milk, and you have cooked meat, then, asur levashel achar kach yachad, lo amrinan be'ein bishul achar bishul, zerak b'shabbos. Okay, in other words, namely, that's the whole difference. In terms of Shabbos, we're concerned about the action, so if it's already been cooked, we have over here nothing new in terms of the action. In terms of basar v'chalav, we're not concerned about the action, we're concerned about the result. So the moment that now we have a new result of basar v'chalav, my nafkamina had been cooked earlier. So ein bishul achar bishul is meaningful in terms of Shabbos. In terms of basar v'chalav, it's less meaningful. In basar v'chalav, we still have the issue we discussed last time. What if you cook basar v'chalav together, and then you recook the basar v'chalav? That, we pointed out, is a question of definition, and that's over here the continuity of the Gilyon HaMaharsha, that's a tzarach iyun. But it's different than the world of Shabbos. Okay. Right, just mention over here, because I think it's relevant, what about using a microwave? What about using a microwave to cook basar v'chalav? What about using a microwave to cook on Shabbos? So here we have a machlokes achronim. I mean, we only have a microwave in Tekufa of the achronim, so we can't exactly hope for a machlokes rishon. But we certainly have a machlokes achronim about a microwave. Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva in Orechayim Chelek Gimel, Siman Nun Beis, where he deals with a microwave, he deals with the world of Bishul Bachama. What if you wanted to use nuclear energy to, you know, to cook on, etc. Namely, what means? So Rav Moshe comes up with a very, very clear-cut Haggadah that which is darko bekach, that in your society, this is the way you cook, that would be a chiyuv d'oraisa on Shabbos, and according to Rav Moshe, that would also be a chiyuv d'oraisa in terms of basar v'chalav. When you cook with charcoal, that's the chiyuv d'oraisa. You move over to gas, that's chayev d'oraisa. You move over to electricity, that's chayev d'oraisa. You move over to microwaves, that's chayev d'oraisa. Nuclear energy, that would be chayev d'oraisa.
Magnets,
what?
If we started using
them. Yeah, if we were to start using them. I'm saying that in any society, that which is darko bekach. However, there was a tshuva many years ago of Rav Scheinberg, from Torah Or, Rav Pinchas Scheinberg, in which he wanted to say, no, that the microwave is different than all the previous forms of bishul, because you have over here a series of where the individual's pu'ula is pressing a button, and that then creates an electric current, and that then turns, creates microwaves, and those microwaves then heat up the liquid, and the liquid have friction one with the other, and then that. So you wanted to say we have over here a process that you'd view as grumma, as koach sheni, that it would be your that the individual is more removed from the the process is a process of stages, etc., as opposed to all the other forms are much more direct. And so he wants to say that using a microwave would be aser midrabanan, both in Shabbos and basar v'chalav. Lefianius daiti, there is room to distinguish and say that when we're dealing in Shabbos, where the ikar is the process of bishul, the malacha, so there Rav Scheinberg could be correct that here we have a malacha which is going in stages. But in basar v'chalav, the ikar is the result. Right? And so the result is, you know, it could be, you know, you could be say that using a microwave in Shabbos would be drabanan. Using a microwave in terms of basar v'chalav, maybe that would be a doraisa. I'm just pointing out that there's room. According to Rav Moshe, both are doraisa. According to Rav Scheinberg, both are drabanan. According to the chiluk that we see in the Gilui HaMaharsha between Bishul achar Bishul, the chiluk that we saw perhaps in terms of the shear of Bishul. So there could be also a difference in terms of the world of microwave. Okay.
He's a
lot of tzitziyot. Yeah, the one with a lot of tzitziyot, correct. Okay. Okay. What actions are considered to come under the world of Bishul? So when we say Eino Oser Min HaTorah Ela Derech Bishul, look in the first shach. A very short shach, klomar. Aval lo ayedei kavush umalicha she'eino derech bishul. That this derech bishul excludes kavisha, which we spoke about in Siman Kufhei, where you have a cold blia, and malicha, where you have a blia via melech. So in Achinami, those serve as a form of blia, but they're not bishul. And so were you to be kovish, meat and milk, were you to be kovesh, were you to be maleach, meat and milk, that would go down to a level of drabanan. The problem is that there's a whole spectrum that the shach leaves out. What about tzli? What about tigun? What about baking or frying? Would those be considered to be under the world of derech bishul? So here, gechora, this is a fair question, because we know that the word bishul has two dictionary definitions, a broader definition and a more concentrated definition. The broader definition, we have a pasuk in Dvarim, in Perek Tet Zayin, pasuk Zayin, that by the Korban Pesach it says, ubishalta v'achalta. And hu hadin, in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, Vayivashlu HaPesach Bo'esh. Namely, that by Korban Pesach, where clearly you need tzli, we say that any time that you use heat as a medium, whether it is liquid or not liquid, that's called bishul. So in the broader definition, tzli and tigun are derech bishul. But we know that we also have a more concentrated definition that distinguishes between bishul and afia and tzli. That bishul is dafka when you have a hot liquid medium. It's not enough just to have heat, you also need liquid. So when we say derech bishul asra Torah in basar v'chalav, which definition are we using? So Rabbi Akiva Eger al Atar, the first line of Rabbi Akiva Eger, derech bishul, ayem b'pri chadosh, digam tzli, the irui betonin lacham have the oraisa, but the gilyan hamarsha al atar after quoting the pri chadash derech bishul tzli the pri chadash have min haTorah v'chein tigun. So we have frying and roasting; those are midoraisa according to the pri chadash. V'haminchas Yaakov, if you recall, in the Torah Schatos of the Ramah, we have an achron, the Minchas Yaakov, who wrote the perush. Sover dahave drabonim. Now it's a machlokes achronim. We pointed out when we learned Maseches Sanhedrin that yitachen that this is also a machlokes rishonim into the sugya of yesh eim lamikra v'yesh eim lamasoret. The Gemara wanted to prove from lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo that it must be that yesh eim lamikra. Because if we said yesh eim lamasoret, we just look at the letters, you could have read it b'chelev imo, and therefore the Gemara says no, you couldn't have read it b'chelev imo because it says lo sevashel derech bishul asra Torah. What's the shakla v'tarya in the Gemara? So Rashi learns that the hava mina was maybe we'd be dealing with chelev kamashmalan bishul. Bishul excludes chelev. Chelev is you'd be frying. That's tigun. That's not bishul. Bishul means with a liquid medium. Frying, you only have a very very small amount of oil. Basically, it's pure heat. So according to Rashi, we see that lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo excludes chaylev. It excludes tigun. But Tosus brings a yesh mefarshim, the Rabbeinu Hananel, that no. The raya is that by it says lo sevashel gedi b'chayvimo. You need heter and heter, as opposed to chaylev, which is aser. Namely, chaylev in a chanami would come under the definition of bishul. That's not the issue. The issue is that it's already aser to begin with. So it could be a machokas between Rashi and the yesh mefarshim of Tosfos, between Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel. Does Bishul exclude Tzli, like the Minchas Yaakov, or does Bishul include Tzli, like the Pri Chadash? My nafka mina, whether something is Doraita, they both agree it's Aser. Yes?
I mean, are they arguing just about Tzli in general, or just about Tigun?
Tzli and Tigun. In other words, Tzli Tigun. In other words, do you need Dafka Mayim? That's generally the way it's understood. The nafka means the continuity of the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Kol basar v'chalav sheino aser min haTorah muter b'hanoa." So let's say you have an individual who fries a cheeseburger. So is that aser mida oraisa, or is it aser mida rabbanan? If it's aser mida oraisa, it's aser. Three isurim. We have an isur of frying, we have an isur of eating, and we have an isur of hana. If it's only asur drabanan, so we have an isur drabanan of frying, we have an isur of achila midrabanan, we have a heter of hana'a. You could feed it to a non-Jew, you could feed it to your dog, you can get hana out of it. So that remains this machlokas between the Pri Chadash and the Minchas Yaakov. Okay? Yeah?
Doesn't this whole discussion seem to assume that there is an objective definition of what's called bishul? I mean, in terms of Rav Moshe's definition, that there's whatever is called derech bishul b'otzo ador?
No. That's a question of what is the source of the heat. But here we're talking about is there a necessity for a liquid? Even according to Rav Moshe, it could very well be, okay, you can use electricity to cook, but you have to cook in water. In other words, it's two different issues. Okay, again, the Ramah comes up with a statement: "Kol basav achav sheino aser min haTorah muter b'hanoah." This is a very, very audacious statement, because we normally have a rule that called the tikkun rabbanon ke'ein da'oraisa tikkun. If we're going to have an iser da'oraisa, which is a three-pronged iser, and then we're going to say that we have a drabanan, l'chor, the drabanan should expand the three-pronged iser. That's what the Maharshal points out. Look at the Taz, Sifkat on Aleph. In other words, on the Ramo, who says, Eino aser min haTorah muter b'hano, ha-Maharshal perakol ha-basar, siman kuf, cholek al zeh. He disagrees, because l'chor called the tikkun rabanan ke'ein da'oraisa tikkun. V'svira leid misvara, l'hachmir b'hano. The Maharshal feels that we should be machmir. So on what basis did the Ramah come to say that it's muter b'hana'ah? So in the Shach, the Shach points out that we have a number of bases. In other words, we have a Rambam, and we have a Mordechai, and we have a Hagos Ashri, and we have an Or Zeruah. We have a whole bunch of Rishonim who state this, you know, it's against the Maharshal's Svara, and even the Taz himself quoted the Rambam and the Mordechai. I'd like to stand for a minute on this Mordechai. Because the Mordechai explains where he's coming from.
The Taz
simply says that the Maharshal is cholek al mashekosav b'Rambam uba Mordechai. That the source of the Ramah is the Rambam and a Mordechai. And the Shach says that the source is not only the Rambam, but the also kachkosav haMordechai perek ko'ein ma'amidin, hagos ashri perek basra devodazara, or zarua, etc. He quotes a whole slew of chachamim.
Where is the quote of
this
chachamim? I'm saying it's, for me it's the haharanim. Doesn't go on from there.
In the Shach. I quoted both the Taz and
the Shach.
Okay, the Taz simply says the two words, Rambam u Mordechai, And the Shach goes further and gives a little more numbers of poskim. And similarly, the Gra, basically in Sifkatan Gimel, also brings the Mordechai in the brackets in Sifkatan Gimel. But this Mordechai is very problematic, l'chaora, and this is Rabbi Akiva Eger points out in Sifkatan. Rabbi Akiva says, Shach Sifkatan Beis, Kach Kosva Mordechai, Perek Ein Ma'amidin, Ayensha. Look over there in the Mordechai. So look in the Mordechai, we see that we have a Mishnah on Daf Kaftes Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah that teaches us that Gvinas Akum is Asur Ba'achila. Question is why? It's milk. Ma'inaf Gmina that the Akum made the cheese out of milk. Why should that be Asur Ba'achila? Let's say we give milk to a goy, it's our milk, Kol of Yisrael, and the goy makes cheese, we say that's Asur Ba'achila. Why should it be Asur Ba'achila? So the Gemara was bothered by this, and on Daf Lamed Hey, a whole blot of Gemara to different options. The bottom line of the Gemara is because the goy is ma'amid ba'or kevas nevela, that the goy is making this. How do you make cheese? You need a catalyst. The catalyst is a chemical called rennet. The rennet is found naturally in the stomach lining of an animal, and the goy takes a nevela. Right, he kills an animal, electrocutes an animal, chops off its head. However, and he uses the orkeva, the stomach lining of the animal. He'll fill the orkeva with milk. And if you go to an Arab village in better times, right? So you would see that have an Arab woman sitting on the ground, and you would have two wooden stakes in the ground, and there would be like this leather. Container that would be tied at both ends, and you would see that she's slapping it back and forth like a swing, and you hear swish, 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 because they filled up the leather container with milk, but it's not a leather container, it's a stomach of an animal, which has been dried. So you have this dried stomach of the animal, you put milk inside, and you swish, 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 and then you would stop hearing the swishing. That means when you open it up, you're going to have cheese.
Wow.
Right? That's how you make cottage cheese, that's how you make cheese. So if the goy were to make the cheese in this manner, that's why it is asur b'achila. So the Mordechai is medayek. The Mishnah only says that cheese is asur b'achila. Goyish cheese, give me a sense of, but b'hanoa. It's mutter. Now, here, how is this cheese made? With a stomach of a cow and milk. That's basar v'chalav. So if basar, and it's made via kvisha, it's all cold. So if basar v'chalav midrabanan with basar b'hana'a, then this could not be a good explanation for the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that gvinas akum is asar b'achila. It's mutter pashtus b'hana'a. And here we're making it via kvisha of basar b'chalav. So therefore, QED, basar b'chalav drabanan, is mutar b'hana. That's the Mordechai. That's his proof. Just to look at it inside of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Ayen sham sheviraya mehada rinam neima osru gvinas akum neshem amidin osa b'or kevas nevela. Va'amay eno osar gam kein b'hana mishum basar b'chalav. El al karchach kevan dahave rak derach kvisha. Durabanan, eno asur bahana. Okay? That's the...
It's only us to eat the cheese.
Exactly. Okay? We know that there are isuri hanami drabanan, but this is not one of those isuri hanami drabanan. That's it. So, again, this is the makar. The problem there, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks on the Mordechai, if the Mordechai were to be correct, so why does the Gemara say that the non-Jew is making it ba'or kevas nevela? Even if the non-Jew were to making it ba'or kevas kshera, we would have a problem of basar v'chalav. L'chora, in other words, the pashtus of the Gemara is this is not an issue of basar v'chalav. There's no basar v'chalav over here at all. Because why would there be no basar v'chalav? Very simply, we don't know how the non-Jew is making it. we say maybe he's making it with the or keva. So if he would, if the maybe is maybe making it or keva's kshera, so then that's a suffik drabanan. Suffik drabanan lakula. So the, in other words, the Gemara is not dealing with, that's what Tosus points out. Or we have, in other words, Tosus asked the question, why didn't the Gemara mention or keva's kshera? So Tosus answers that the Tosus, if you want to see it, is in Chulin, Adav Kuftet Zayin Amad Aleph, the Bramaskal Hama'amid. That Tosus says that we can't be talking over here about Basar V'Cholav, because Basar V'Cholav, we've just pointed out, this would be Basar V'Cholav Drabanan, and if you have a suffix as to whether the Goy is making it with Basar V'Cholav Drabanan, suffix Drabanan, L'Kula. Or, the Rimegash says, there's no issue over here of Basar V'Cholav, because the relative quantity of milk to the Keva is Shishin. We have Shishin. There's not a problem over here of Basar V'Cholav. Nevela is unique. Nevela is a din of ma'amid. We have a din, we dealt with this a little bit, I think, no? We didn't really. We'll deal with it here in Basar V'Cholav. That there is a concept that when you have a davar ha-ma'amid, when you have a catalyst, then we don't care about quantity. Davar ha-ma'amid is osir afilu b'mashehu. So when you use the or kevas nevela, then we have nevela, in other words, no matter what the quantity is. When you're using the or ksheras, the or behema kshera, you want to be, the asrit because of basar v'chalav, then we don't have shishin. Namely, the principle of ma'amid is that we take the status of the davar ha-ma'amid and transfer it to the davar ha-ne'emad. The status of the catalyst is going to be the status of that which was catalyzed. So if the catalyst is nevela, then the cheese is going to be nevela. But you can't create basar v'chalav with nevela, because the in other words, it's heter and heter. You know, the whole din of a catalyst of davar ha-ma'amid is only when you have an iser, not when you have a heter. So what Rabbi Kiva Eger asks on the Mordechai is, from this Gemara, you don't see anything about Basar V'Cholav Drabanan. Our Gemara is not talking about Basar V'Cholav, either because, according to Tosos, that would be a Safik Drabanan Lekula, or according to the Rambam and the Rimegash, because our Gemara is working off of Davar HaMamid, and Basar V'Cholav, we're dealing with Shishim, and therefore, according to all other Rishonim, the whole Raya of the Mordechai falls down, it falls off. To read it inside Rabbi Kiva Eger, you know, I just said it outside. He says, "V'koshali ha be'emes kosha l'may nakad ha'tam de ma'amidim bo'or kevas nevela." According to the Mordechai, "Hagam bo'or kevas k'sheira have basar v'chalav v'chein hikshu betosfos v'tirtzu." This Tosfos in Chulin, "Kevan to have rak basar v'chalav drabanan lo chayshinim l'sfeika v'chein l'mash tirtzu harim megash v'harambam." Be'emes yesh mei hastam shishim b'cholav v'isur rak ma'amid. Ayadei ma'amid lo nasa basar v'cholav u'memeila bazeh azda gam kein ra'ayosam linyan hanoa mishum b'basar v'cholav leka d'ha mishum ma'amid lo nasa basar v'cholav. Namely, that the whole Mordechai is based on an assumption that we're talking over here about basar v'cholav. And Lechora, all the Rishonim disagree. They say, we're not talking about over here Basar V'Cholav at all. What really does the Mordechai do with the phrase Nevela? So the Grah, as one of these Grahs, comes in the parentheses, and he says that the Mordechai Latsugi, like the Ramban and the Ritva, in Avodah Zarah, the Kushta de Milsa Konakat. We're talking about a Goy. Why in the world would a Goy have an Or Kevas Kshera? The Goy has an Or Kevas Nevela. That's pashtus of a goy, right? The stam or keva shall have nevelahu. But the iser is not one of nevela. Just happens to be nevela. The iser is basar v'cholav. That's the reality of what we're talking about. So in any case, what's pointed out over here, Rabbi Akiva Eger, is that this Mordechai is really a das yachid. The whole Ramah over here is built on a Mordechai, which is a das yachid. But you should be aware that even though it's a Da'as Yachid, that's the way we pass it. Okay? We paskin like this Mordechai. We paskin that basar b'chalav drabanan is mutar b'hana'ah. Even though the raya that he brings is, in other words, is according to Tosus, is not a raya. According to the Rambam, is not a raya. According to Rimagash, is not a raya. The Mordechai, the way he learns the Gemara, it comes out that way. But that's not the only way of learning the Gemara. Okay. Yeah, but the other poskim don't explain themselves. They don't say where they're coming from. Yeah. So just to say that we're mekilin a drabanan, that's where the Maharshal asks al pi svara. Why should we mekilin a drabanan if we have a rule called the tikkun rabanan ke'ein da oraisa tikkun? So the only one who brings a raya is the Mordechai, but the raya that he brings is not with kulayama. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva, that's what's pointed out over here. In the Rebbe Kiva Eger. You can go over on your own.
We
were just reading the Mordechai, the Perush Ein Ma'amidin. That was the one that we saw. So Rebbe Kiva Eger leaves this Bitzarachim, but the halacha remains the halacha. Okay, that's what we have over here in Sif Aleph. Basav Achalav Mita Araisa says we have three pronged Iser, Bishol, Achila, and Hana'a, Vasar v'chalav drabanan, we only have an Iser of Achila midrabanan. But it's Mutar b'Hana'a. Mutar b'Hana'a. Yeah? It's unclear. Okay? L'chora. But it's unclear. In other words, the Ramah only is Mekil in terms of Hana'a. Okay, let's look at Sif Beis. Sif Beis, Gedi Lavdavka. Hu hadin shor sev eis, any kosher animal. V'roshna b'chalav eim, goshna b'chalav acheres. Ela shadibir hakosav v'hove. Okay, this is a Mishnah and a Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Yimel, Kuf Yudalad, and that's where we paskin, right? Kosher milk and kosher meat, that's what creates basar b'chalav. What if we're dealing with non-kosher milk or meat? That's if gimel. Eino noeg ela bebasar behema tahora, bechalav behema tahora. Aval basar tahora. If we're dealing with cow meat, bechalav tmeya in camel milk, o basar tmeya or camel meat, bechalav tahora in cow milk, mutarim bebisho u behanoa. Namely, we go down, in other words, over here, there is only an Iser Achila. Why is there only an Iser Achila? So here we have a Machlokes Rishonim. Clearly, on the level of camel, we have an Iser Achila. Okay? But is this also Basar V'Chalav? Is this also Basar V'Chalav? Doraisa, it's not basar b'chalav. Do we have over here basar b'chalav drabanan? Do we have over here basar b'chalav drabanan? That will come up with the same conclusion. Mutarim b'bisho u'bahana'a. But we have over here perhaps two isurim. An isur of camel midoraisa and an isur of basar b'chalav b'achila midrabanan. L'chora, That's unclear from the Mechaber. It's unclear from the Mechaber, but the Tur is quoted by the Taz. Look over here in the Taz, Sifkot on Beis. Hatur kosav, aval basar tahora b'chalav tmeya, o ipcha, eino ela midrabanan. The Tur implies that we have an Iser of basar v'chalav drabanan. But since it's only basar v'chalav drabanan, that's why it's mutar b'bishul u'bahana. Like we saw in the Ramah. The Taz points out that L'chaora...
depends how you understand the Torah. It's a machlokas.
What?
No, it depends how you understand the Torah. The Beis Yosef says, no, the Torah really means X, and the Jewish...
Okay, fine. So the Taz points out that according to this understanding of the Torah, according to the understanding of the Torah that we have here, Basav Achalav Drabanan, the question is, what difference in the world does that make? Why in the world would the Tur mention even that we have basar v'chalav drabanan? We have an Iser d'oraisa of eating camel. And the Iser Drabban doesn't add anything. It doesn't add Iser Bishul. It doesn't add an Iser Hana. So what does it mean? It's a meaningless statement. So the Bach al-Atar says nothing doing. It has a big meaning. That we saw that the Machaber, the Beis Yosef himself, that they hold that there is a din of Chaticha Nases Nevela only in Basar V'Chalav and not in Shari Surim. So the question is, when you cook camel meat in cow milk, or you were to cook cow meat in camel milk, would there be a din of Chanan? That's what the Torah is teaching us. That the moment that we have an Iser of Basar V'Chalav Drabanan, then we have a din of Chanan. Chanan midrabanan, yeah. That we would have Chanan midrabanan. It's Basar V'Chalav Drabanan. And that, on that point, the Taz disagrees. He says the whole uniqueness of Basar V'Chalav, the whole difference between Basar V'Chalav and Shari Surim, is that Basar V'Chalav, we have this tremendous chiddush of Heter Beheter. That's what the uniqueness of Basar V'Chalav, that's where it begins. But in our case, where you're dealing with one of the ingredients being camel, we have an Iser De'oraisa. Why in the world would we say Chanan? So the Shach over here in the Kruvus HaKesev says Lo Kasha Mi. In other words, that we have a concept also of Lo Plug, that once it's Basar V'Chalav, in other words, once it's in the category of Basar V'Chalav, so we're going to have a din of Chanan. Okay, but that's an open question. And the Shach really is Soser himself. Al-Atar, he disagrees with the Taz, but if you can just mark down that we're going to see later on down the line in Siman Sadi Dalad, Sivkatan Dalad, there he agrees with the Taz. That's okay, so just be aware that the Shach, maybe it's mentioned in those people who have fancy Shulchan Aruch, maybe it's mentioned in the side of the Shulchan Aruch to look over there in the Shach, Siman Sadi Dalad, Sivkatan Dalad.
You mean with his reasoning? Because the Shach here agrees the fact that the Drisha and the Bach are wrong.
Right.
But you're saying that he quotes the Taz reasoning. Okay.
Okay. So what the Mechaber over here does is deal with situations when we have non-kosher basar v'chalav because one of the ingredients is a non-kosher animal. But there's, again, over here a lacuna. There's a certain area which is left out from the Mechaber. What if we have a kosher animal, a cow or a sheep, which is asar ba'achila because it's nevela? Or it wasn't shechted properly, or because it's trefa, because it has an organic defect in the lung, in the brain membrane, etc. What if you take basar nevela and regular milk? Is that basar v'chalav at all? D'oraisa, d'rabanan? Like, what's the status? In other words, here again, we have an iser d'oraisa of nevela. We have an iser d'oraisa of trefa. But when you take that Iser D'oraisa of Nevela and Trefa and mix it with milk, what do we have? So again, the Mechaber does not relate to that case. The Gilin HaMaharsha says that I'm wrong. The Gilin HaMaharsha says, Ela on the Mechaber, Ela Basar Behema Tahora, Aftahu Nevela, O... Where does it continue in my Shulchan Aruch? O Trefa. In other words, by the Mechaber's silence, this is included in the halacha. Okay, that's one way of learning. You could learn that way. However, the Dogel Miravava al-Atar, you have a Dogel Miravava in your Shulchan Aruch, he quotes over here the famous Buddha Nifloa of the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos of Krisus, Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Right, that no one ever learns in Peres and Mishnayos in Krisus, but everyone knows the Nakuda Nifla that the Rambam over here states. So let's read the Dogel Meravava and then explain it. So Dogel Meravava says, we have over here something missing, Basar Nevela, or Chelev, which comes from a kosher animal, Asur Levashel B'Cholav min haTorah. He says, forget about the Iser Nevela. We have over here an Iser of Bishul Mida Oraisa to take cow meat, which is Nevela, or Chelev, which comes from a cow, and cooking it with milk is Aser min haTorah, Veloke al Bishulo. Namely, we have what's called an Iser Mosif. Right? You can have an Iser Doraisa called Nevela. So the Iser Doraisa of Nevela is only on eating. But cooking, here, there's room for the Iser Doraisa of Basa V'Chalav to hit in. And we have over here an Iser Doraisa of cooking. Again, this is not like the Gilin HaMarsha. The Gilin HaMarsha says that Nevela and Trefa are similar to... like the Gion HaMarsha, Gion HaMarsha says it's included in the Torah and the Tahar, right? That we have over here an Iser Doraisa. So the Iser Doraisa will apply to Bishul. Aval Achila Ein Bo Iser Basar V'Chalav, because Ein Iser Chalal Iser. We have an Iser Doraisa. So there's no Iser Doraisa of Basar V'Chalav when we have an Iser Doraisa of Nevela. But we have one thing left out. What about Hana'a? Amnamim hu aser b'Hana'a eino mevur b'divrei HaRambam in the Mishnah Torah. Avo pirish ha-mishnayis b'mesechet krisus perek yimol b'mishnah yesh ochel achila achas and v'chayav, etc. Mevur sham b'divrei HaRambam she'eino aser b'Hana'a Ayen sham minakuda nifla'a shebi'er ze. What was the nakuda nifla'a of the Rambam? The Rambam says there are two types of isurei hana'a. You have an independent isur hana'a. Hekdesh is asur b'hana'a. So if we were to have nevela of hekdesh, so then we would have an isur achila mitzad nevela, and we'd have an isur hana'a mitzad hekdesh. However, in the world of Basa V'Chalav, we don't have an independent Iser Hana. Hana'a is an expansion of the Iser Achila. And if there's no Iser Achila, because Ein Iser Chal Iser, there's not going to be an Iser Hana'a either. That we have to always view what is the source of this Iser Hana'a. Is it an independent Iser Hana'a? Then it would be an Iser Mosif. If it's, however, an Iser Hana'a, which is built on the Iser Achila, so at the moment the Iser Achila falls off, then the Iser Hana'a falls off. So the Dagan Barva continues to say, Ein Hechreach L'divrei HaNekuda Nifla. It's a nice svara of the Rambam, but we have no proof. It's a svara. Avol Mikol Makom L'matzinu L'hatosos B'feirush Sheyachalku al dino shel haRambam, dehecha deeno aser ba'achila mishum basa v'chalav eino aser ba'hanoa, v'lachen hasomech hazeh makom hefsed lo yafsed. So even though we're Ashkenazim, we know we don't pass like the Rambam, but since we don't have the Balei HaTosfos, who are our source of halacha, Balei HaTosfos and the Rosh and the Mordechai and the Tur, none of them say black and white against the Rambam, so it's a nice kula that when we have a situation of nevela and trefa, we only have an iser achila, we don't have an iser achila and bishul, we don't have an iser hana'a. We have an iser of achila mitzad nevela utrefa. We don't have an iser achila mitzad basar v'chalav, and so we don't have an iser hana'a. But the problem is that is really not true. We do have one of Chachmei Ashkenaz who disagrees with the Rambam, and that's the Mordechai that we learned earlier. If you recall, the Mordechai said that when you are making cheese, that had it been Basar B'Chalav D'Oraisa, it would have been Asar B'Achila U'Bahana. Only because it's Basar B'Chalav D'Rabbanan is it Mutar B'Hana'a. That was all the diuk of the Mordechai. Since making cheese is kvisha, it's basa v'chalav d'rabbanan, therefore there's no iser hana'a. Had it been basa v'chalav d'oraisa, the Mordechai had assumed, we would have had, even though we're dealing with or kevas nevela. So you see black and white that the Mordechai holds that even when you're dealing with nevela and chalav, you're going to have an iser hana'a, not like the Rambam.
It's a pretty big Mordechai to miss.
What?
I mean, that's a pretty big thing to miss.
So the Pisri Ba'al Atar in Sivkatan Vav quotes the Dogol Miravava and raises the issue of the Mordechai. Right? You see it? Sivkatan Vav. Ayin Dogol Miravava. Cause of Zelo Shano. Da 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 da. He quotes the whole Dogol Miravava. And then he says, "Va'yein primegadim." I'm sorry. B'psicha shekaz anktina da'aser b'hanaa min haTorah. Va'yein shuvas chasam sofer shenishal gam kein al inyan ze. V'hevri divri hagon mi'il tztaka b'uvda sheha'umnin irvu. This is a real case. Chema b'chelev la'asot neirot. That they made candles out of butter and lard. Okay, so lard is nevela, right? And butter is chalav. So you have chalav and nevela. And kihaya ha chalev b'yoker. That at that time the lard was expensive, the butter was cheap, and so you always, I mean, that's business is always you use the cheaper ingredients. And the question is, can you light the candle? Lighting the candle, can you get hana'a from nevela and milk? That's exactly our question. According to the Dogol Miravava, according to the Kula Nifla'a, you can get hana'a. Since there's no achilas basar v'chalav, because ein yisr chal yisr, there's also no hana'a. However, the mi'il tztaka pashit le'la osro b'hana'a. That certainly it's osr. Like we saw in the Mordechai, v'herich b'ze, devaday demoraba, and then the Chasam Sofer had to determine whether we should pass him like the Noda B'Yehuda, like the Dogol Miravava, or like the Mil Tztaka, v'herich b'ze umasik devaday amora ubak hagon Dogol Miravava, ein maz zichchin oso aval kame didi osi ani oser kagon kant feyona. Okay, so it remains. It's a machlokes achronim because really it's a machlokes rishonim. It's a machlokes achronim and a machlokes rishonim. Okay, so we have the Mi'il Tztaka and the Chasam Sofer agreeing with the Mordechai and also the Prima Godim in his Akdama. But those who want to paskin like the Dogol Miravava, he has broad shoulders. It's basically like the Rambam, passing like the Rambam. Okay, that's fascinating. Tov, let's continue. So, in other words, all these things you should just know have halachah l'maaseh ramifications. You know, we don't realize all the time what goes on in terms of, lighting a candle, in terms of the ingredients of the, you know, when you see, that on the candles in Israel, they say that it's kosher. Right? You say, what does a candle have to be kosher? No. Firstly, it's maybe also to light if it's not kosher, depending on the mixture of the ingredients. But also, sometimes you have a candle that'll drip onto food. And then the question is, if it's pure paraffin, right? So it's mutter. But if you have a non-kosher candle, so then you have cham l'toch tzonein or cham l'toch cham. You have to deal with taking a klipa v'chule. There are very big issues.
I would imagine there are probably no candles that are made with Basar v'chalav anymore, no.
Not, you know, it's in your. You may be correct in America, but I don't. If you went to Europe, they're going to make the candles with the cheap. It's like chutneys. You say, why should there be chutneys? So it's because they take the rags, right, and they mix all the rags together to fill in for the shoulders. You know that filling, and that's 100% chutneys. That those rags have everything in them. Right? No, it's that the moment you're going to the cheapest ingredients, it's like in terms of Pesach, when you have alcohol, right? Alcohol is an ingredient. Where this alcohol comes from is totally on market conditions. Is this alcohol coming from chametz? Is it coming from kidneyot? Is it coming from petrol? It depends on the market conditions as to how they're going to, how, you know, where it comes from. Okay, so let's continue in the Mechaber. Mechaber then continues, Ubasar chaya v'of, afilu b'cholav tahora, mutar b'bishul v'hana'a, v'afilu b'achila, eno asar ela drabana. Okay, so those of you who learn Mishnayos of Chulin, so you're well aware that these issues are not so simple. If we're talking about the world of a chaya is a kosher animal which is not domesticated, like a deer, right? A deer, so what about cooking deer meat and milk? So it's a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Akiva and Rav Yossi Aglili, that Rabbi Akiva says it's basav achalav drabanan, osavashal gedi, this is not the gedi, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, this is the gedi, it's a kosher animal, and even though it's not a behema, it's a chaya, and it's chaya of the oraisa. Okay, so we have a machlokas over here, so the machaber paskins like Rabbi Akiva. And this is not so pashut. Why do I say it's not so pashut? Because in the Rambam we have a stira, that the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, where this machaber is working off of paskins like Rabbi Akiva. But there's a famous Rambam, famous means that in the yeshiva world it's talked about. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim in Perek Beis Halachates is trying to define the definition of baltosif and baltigra. And the Rambam says that if you have an Iser drabanan and you say it's d'oraisa, or you have an Iser d'oraisa and you say it's drabanan, that's baltosif and baltigra. So what's the example he gives? If someone were to say that basar chaya b'chalav is only drabanan, he'd be over baltigra. Namely, that the Rambam himself was over Baltigra in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuras. Right? That if someone were to say, with the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, paskins like Rav Yossi Haglili. So the Radvaz Alatar says this is a tremendous tamia in the Rambam. Firstly, why paskins Rav Yossi Haglili? Rabbi Akiva is the mainstream Shita over there. And so the he says that's just an example that the Rambam gave, that, you know, where it's, if you get, you know, it said, if you paskin like Rav Yossi Aglili, and then someone were to say that that would only be drabanan, that would be baltigra. But we don't paskin like that. Okay, it's a problem in the Rambam. He gave an example from a das yachid, rather than from our, you know, it's the way we paskin. Okay, that's in terms of basar chaya. What about basar of? So here we also have Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but the other direction, that Basar Of B'Chalav, according to Rabbi Akiva, is Drabanan. And according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's Mutter. You can cook, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you can cook chicken and milk. Okay? You can, on Thanksgiving, you can make a stuffing with the recipe of Betty Crocker, right? That the stuffing can have cheese, or not cheese, the butter. The stuffing can have butter, and you can put it into your turkey, that's perfectly fine, because basar of b'chalav is mutter. It's not gedi. It's not gedi. And there's no chalev imo, right? It's out of the radar screen. There is, however, a shach over here in Sivkatan Dalid, who points at the machokes achronim, as to whether we should be choshesh for the shita of Tosfos. Tosfos on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says that basar of b'chalav is asur d'oraisa. So you ask, how can Tosfos disagree with Tanoim? Right? We have a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva, who says it's drabanan, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says it's mutter. Tosfos holds it's asur d'oraisa. Exactly. Tosa says that there is a missing chachamim, that there's a shita in the Tanoim of the chachamim who aren't mentioned in the Mishnah, who hold that it's aser d'oraisa. And so the question is, should we be machmir for Tosfos who have a phantom chachamim? Is this a reason to be machmir on basar of b'chalav to view it as d'oraisa? Nafkamina, of course, in terms of Iser Hana, If we pass like Tosas, then Basar Of Bachalav is Asar Bahana. If we pass in like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, then Basar Of Bachalav is Mutar Bahana, because it's only Asar Drabanan. Right? So the Shach says there's no reason to be Machmir like Tosas. It's a Das Yochid. There's no reason to be Machmir like Tosas. Even if you're a Brisker, no reason to be. That's what the Shach says. Maybe the Brisker will disagree with the Shach. But the Shach says there's no reason to be Machmir for that Shita of Tosfos. Okay, then the Ma concludes Se'if Gimel, and we'll conclude as well with the Machaber. The Ramah moves over to the world of Marisayim that we'll see next time. It's a topic in and of itself. Avol Dogim v'Chagovim ein bohen Iser afilu drabon. That there is no Iser to cook or to eat or to have Hana'ah from Basar v'Dogim. And here we have a Taz and a Shach who both quote the Beis Yosef, who wrote Umikom Makom, Ein Le'achol Dogim B'Cholav Mipnei Hasakana. Right, that there is a sakana, as I wrote, says the Beis Yosef in Orachayim Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel. The problem is when we go back to Orachayim Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel. It quotes the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Ayin Vav that there is a sakana of eating basar v'dogim, not of eating dogim v'chalav, of eating dogim b'basar. And so the Shach and the Taz say over here that it was a tos sofer in the Beis Yosef, and Beis Yosef meant to say ein le'achol dogim b'basar b'nei ha-sakana, right? That we know. That is an issue of eating fish and meat together, to cook them together, that's the sakana. To eat them together, that's also sakana. To eat them one after the other, our minhag is right to have some sort of kinuach v'hadacha. Between one and the other, you know, it's indeed that's Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel. But if we have the same fork that we ate fish, so we don't use that fork with meat unless we wash it off, because otherwise you could have the be'en of the fish and the be'en of the meat. However, even though the Taz and the Shach say that this Beis Yosef is a Toa Sofer, the Levush, that Teres Zahav, Paskins like the Beis Yosef as he wrote it. And he says that he checked with the doctors and they said that's correct. There is a sakana to eat fish and milk together. And that's the Pisrei Tshuva al Atar in Sifkatan Tes. Ayein b'tshuvas chinuch Beis Yehuda shemekayim divrei halavush da'asar le'achol b'cholav bishum d'chakar etzel harofim etc., etc., that we have a sakana, and perhaps there's room to distinguish milk and between butter, that milk would be a sakana, and butter wouldn't be a sakana, etc. So here, there is a masterful tshuva, a beautiful tshuva of Rav Ovadia Yosef. If you ever just want to learn something with a younger student, that's just interesting, and it's what you would call a soundbite from the old world, right? Nowadays, a soundbite is 5 seconds. But a soundbite in a half hour, you can cover something. You know, you have a half hour. So to go through the tshuvas of the Chaved Das, these were the radio shows of Rav Ovadia Yosef, that he used to have a pina on the radio every Friday for 10 minutes, in which he would deal with a halachic topic, but deal with it with the expanse of Rav Ovadia. He also speaks very quickly, in 10 minutes. And so they put them all together. So in the sixth volume...
But then they wrote it in the Sefer now.
There's a set of 6 volumes of Yechaved Das.
Can you get the actual recordings too?
I'm sure that probably somewhere in Kol Yisrael, you can probably find it on the internet, maybe. I mean, nowadays his children are on the radio. I think that you know it's Baruch Ara Davua. So in this volume, the 6th volume, in Siman Memchet, he asked the question: As im mutar le'echol dogim b'cholav o b'gvina o b'chema? Okay, fish with milk, fish with cheese, fish with butter. And he quotes, you know, the Beis Yosef and the Shach and the Taz and the Lavush. And then he just goes into, points out that this, we tend to think Ashkenazim, it's Mutter, and Sfardim, it's Aser. Now, it's not so Pashut. The Lavush was an Ashkenazi. And by the Sfardim, there are many Sfardim. He quotes the Chida, who says that it's Mutter. You know, Tol Sofer Nafal. The Chida is one of the...
The Chida says that?
Yeah, yeah. But the Ben Ish Chai, on the other hand, is very Machmir. And then there are those who distinguish. And every Eidah Sfaradit has a different custom. There are those that Aser all three, those that Aser only milk, those that Aser only milk and cheese, those that Aser milk, cheese, and butter. And so he ends up, Yesh lihi mana, umileachol dogim b'cholav oim gvina mishum chshash sakana, that there you have enough makoros that those two are issues. Avoha noagim leachol dogim b'chema, rasha'im lihisher b'men hagam, because of all those that distinguish. V'yotzei Ashkenaz, noagim lohakel b'kol zeh, okay, Ashkenazim can eat, Sfaradim. So many times, I don't know, if you go to a proper Mahadran restaurant, if you go to Cafe Cafe, or I'm trying to think, I'm not coming to speak out. What? They will have on the menu, right, when they have the fish dishes, they'll have a sign that this is for Ashkenazim, this is for Sfaradim, right? That this is made with milk or this is made with cheese, etc. So that you would know, because Bemet, by in other words, there really is a powerful minhag over here within the text of the Beis Yosef. The text of the Beis Yosef, the question is whether it's a mistake or not. Okay. So we'll stop over here. If we can have the shiur, I think I have all your agreement. But B'li Neder on Wednesday at 4. Okay? That after my Weitzman Shear, I appreciate your pliability, being willing to move. Rabbi Bednar told me, actually he's not giving Shear tomorrow, but we already said it for Wednesday. I think that you're aware that those of you who are connected with Rav Hirsch, Rav David Hirsch from the yeshiva, that there's Levaya tomorrow afternoon at 3:00 in Ranana. His father passed away, and so he's going also to be sitting Shiva there in Ranana by his brother's home from the Levi, after Levi until 9:30 at night, and he's flying back to say it.